Okay, this guy wants to back up or put throw on his hazards in front of the strip club. Spent the day playing video games and talking about video games. More playing than talking, which is always nice. Rare these days that I even get to play a game during work hours. It's one of the nice things about this time of year. There are so many things coming out. You know, when people say, like, hey, I need you for this, you can be like, no. I got too much other stuff going on with actual video games to talk to you about how we're going to talk about video games. Hip-hop. Everyone loves it.
Me for being so foul. It's worse when you're looking down the shotgun barrel. They say Rugged Man, he can't keep no deal.
Hell yeah, Dune 2. Dune 2 is such a good game.
Finagling free meals. I'm like Buster Keaton, the WC Fields. I'ma die broke, no success. When I die, I'll be choked up, jerking off like in excess. Now wait, this is the place where stars are born. Strictly business, the potholes in my lawn. Uzi weigh a ton, public enemy number one. Don't you dare sleep on the spot that we come from. If you come from Suffolk County, and you might not know about me, but we're poor.
I am not a big Herzog Zwei fan. Like, I recognize its coolness and its place, its historical significance, but, like, I just never played it then and came to it really late. So it just sort of is like, oh, yeah, this is really cool, but, I, you know, it's not.
The mainstream motherfuckers trying to hide my shit. You hear your man's rap flow, I invented that shit. You see his whole stage show, I invented that shit. They say I could have been, but I never been. That's bullshit. I'm an underground rap veteran. I'm like, yip, get off my dick. I'm the wrong kid you don't want to fuck with. Call me Big Dog, Mr. Crustified Kid. When I think of all the devious things I did, this is a hold up. Get your asshole toe up. Bitch, trip calm when this fat fuck roll up. Yeah, 6 million ways to die. Choose one. True who won. True ton. I'm the sequel. Fuck Mandingo. You can call
Yeah, real-time strategy without a mouse is a rough one. And that's the thing about... you know, giving you a unit that you always have direct control over. Whether it's like a mobile Conyard or, you know, or... that is also a combat unit, you know, like whatever you end up doing. And it's kind of how you have to make that work on a Genesis controller. I thought Air Mech was a cool game. I wasn't like super into it. I didn't stick with it or anything like that, but like in terms of kind of balancing between unit building and, you know, the action, like you being in direct control of the action and that sort of stuff, like Air Mech is actually surprising, or I guess it's Air Mech Arena on consoles, but it was just Air Mech on the PC when it originally launched. I was surprised by that game. I was like, oh, this is actually a lot neater than I thought it would be. Oh, yeah. I wonder what the original version of Night Trap was even like. You know, if you think about the Nemo as being like an 8-track VHS player, like an 8-track video player, just like 8-track tape had, you know, it was... So if you've never encountered an 8-track tape, I don't blame you. They were fucking terrible. Like, I kind of saw some on the very tail end of them existing. But it was like... It was 4 tracks of audio, so that were always looping. So you would hit the program button and go from track 1 to track 2. It was 4 tracks of stereo audio, so that's why it's 8 tracks, I guess. So it was like you could fast forward through the tape, but only in set amounts, because you couldn't rewind. And you could just hit the program button to go from track 1 to track 2, and you knew, like, oh, these 3 songs are on track 1, these 3 songs are on track 2. I don't know which of these 3 songs I'm going to get when I hit over to track 2. But I'll get them. Anyway, so, you know, you imagine the Nemo, the Hasbro, the device that was originally scheduled to run Night Trap. It was that, but a VHS, but, like, VHS video on a multi-track setup, so... I guess that's how you would switch between different video feeds, right? Is you would have multiple tracks you could switch to that were all unfolding in a linear fashion, like Night Trap does. And I don't know how the interactivity was built at all. But, yeah, I don't know. What a weird thing. I wonder if that even... I always forget that bit of information about the Nemo. Like, was it... Was it ever, developed to a playable stage? Like, did the Nemo actually exist as a prototype, as a playable... Like, could you play that version of Night Trap? Or was it just an investor demo of like, hey, look at this thing? Or I guess it wouldn't be an investor demo. I was like, you know, hey, look at this thing we're looking to develop. Nah. Who knows? I'm sure someone knows, actually. Yeah, like, I know that there's that footage on the Night Trap disc of, like, Scene of the Crime or whatever, but I just don't remember what form that takes, if it's actually, like, a playable thing. I'd have to go back and watch it. It's been a long time. Thank you. someone have a functional Nemo?
Let's go. y'all tuned into the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
One thing at a time, I guess. right. Yeah, we got the extra lifetimes out there. It's like over 50 hours, I guess. Though, you know, some of that is Dave Lang, so that doesn't count. That's not a real thing. And we'll be doing 7 to 7 Pacific, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I should say, on Friday. Which is not 24 hours, which bums me out, honestly. It's not my first choice, but with the way that everyone else was doing their times and doing all their scheduling and all that other stuff, it just didn't. Like, we can't. We will not have the people to do 24. Yeah, that Paragon announcement, huh? Like, they launched a site where you go in and choose a character and then a skill, and they don't tell you anything about what the game is other than using the term hero to describe the figures, or describe the characters, which to me always says they're trying to make a hobby-grade product with MOBA shit up in it or whatever. Something that no one will be able to relate to, but the beginning of this Nicki Minaj song, this little bit here in Starships, reminds me of, there's some shorts by Stella, the comedy troupe, the Mike Showalter, David Wayne, Michael Ian Black thing, when they were doing their live, I guess it was their live show that they were doing on a regular basis, they shot all these skits and sketches for, and all of them had the same little, like, the little guitar bit, like at the end or something like that, this song reminds me of that. There, I said it out loud, and now it has no power over me. Those are all really good. Someone edited them all together into one video years ago. They're pretty good. They're I never watched all the episodes of the Stella TV show. But it seemed good. The ones that I did see. I went to bed late last night and woke up early this morning, and it's starting to manifest. great fake DMX song.
That love is life, and life is pain. And pain is for my dog, and pain is for the love of God and the black man. Yo, until they bury me, I'm coming for niggas. Yo, I'm KMX, fucking with them. Yo, y'all niggas don't know. Rough riders, dry little niggas. And you know I got pride. I got pride with my niggas centric. Y'all couldn't understand something. Shit, yo, yo, KMX. And you know I have to say them fresh. Yo, God is love, God is pain. Give me pain till I die, this sky's the rain. And I'll die for y'all niggas, but I love the cat. But I ain't fucking with y'all niggas, so they take my dad. On them turntable niggas, can't fuck with me. Cause y'all know, y'all niggas gon' see. Like Christ, like Jesus, puffin' on blunts. Y'all niggas can understand, even what they want.
Give me pain till I die, nigga. Y'all couldn't understand, yo, I gotta try, nigga. Give me pain till I die, nigga. Y'all don't know, but you know I gotta try, nigga. And one more time till I die, nigga. Y'all don't know, so you know I gotta try, nigga. In the frying pan, you gon' fry, nigga.
But I thought I told y'all I'm coming correct. Back in the day, I had a welfare check. We were standing in the line, I was hungry as hell. And I knew someday I was gonna do real well. So I got with my niggas and they dealt my pain. And then I was standing out in the rain. I didn't have no umbrella. I got my groove back, but my name was a seller. So I had to go to the teller. Stick them niggas, take the ATM. Because them chances like shady, they were slim. I'm surviving.
Give me pain till I die, nigga. You couldn't understand, yo, I gotta try, nigga. Give me pain till I die, nigga. Y'all don't know, but you know I gotta try, nigga. And one more time till I die, nigga. Y'all don't know, so you know I gotta try, nigga. In the frying pain, you gon' fry, nigga. Go, give me pain till I die, nigga.
But, this is what I live. This is what I do. And this is who I am. We are coming through to you, talking the truth for the children, for my dogs, for my blood, of my flesh, of my God.
Can we all agree as an audience that the sombrero is the most racist hat ever?
Ever.
Our house
best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. 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 Our house, was our castle and our king. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, that was where we used to sleep.
I looked down and freaked out because my speedometer said 93, and then I forgot that I had changed it over to kilometers. Like, oh shit. It really doesn't feel like I'm going like 100. Like, oh, that's just like 64 in real numbers. Yeah, there is something pretty cool about seeing triple digits down there, though. Even if it is a lot cooler to hit it the real way. I think I've only done it once in this car. Once or twice. It's kind of the scary thing about this car, is that at high speeds, it feels really, really smooth. Like it doesn't feel like you're going that fast. So it's real easy if you've got a good stretch of road, like I-5 or something, it's just like, well, this year's, 200 miles of fucking jack shit between here and Southern California. It's real easy to just realize, like, I'm just doing 110. And it feels like I'm doing 60. Which is to say, it's super fucking fun. I don't know, my first fast car was like a, it was like a 68 Nova. So that thing, when you went over 100, you fucking felt every single piece of that car doing something. You couldn't have conversations at those speeds because of how loud it was. Just by design, it's like the mufflers were put on there specifically to be loud and frustrating and, fucking... crowd pleasers. And my Mustang went plenty fast too. That was kind of a... And we eventually... I did exhaust work or got exhaust done on that car. To where it had a similarly asshole-ish tinge to it when you really got going. Um, But once I lowered that car, like, it never rode the same. Like, it used to be a pretty smooth ride at high speeds, and then, like, I couldn't use the CD player in that car once I lowered it, because it would just skip too much. But you really felt connected to the road once it was lowered. Like, the handling was intense and fun after that. This car, I don't necessarily feel the need to do anything to it. I don't know. Like, I, you know, like, do an exhaust or something. Like, eh, maybe. Like, it might be fun to do, I don't know. Like, some people were throwing turbochargers onto Lexuses or something. You know, there's some, like, large aftermarket thing that you were not supposed to be able to do to this model of car, but because the engine is the same one out of some other Honda, like, the parts technically fit, you might have, like, bang out the firewall on the, you know, engine compartment or something to fit stuff, or I'm not sure what it actually entails, but, you know, people have done some intense shit to these cars. Maybe not this generation of car. I don't know what people are doing to the newer ISs. I haven't looked, but when I had that 2012, I was looking into it a little bit. It just didn't seem like there was a ton of stuff, unless you just wanted to do body kits and all that stuff. It's not really, I don't know, it's not really me. I don't know. I don't really need a body kit. Like, I could see maybe doing rims at some point, but I don't really care. I like this car as is. It's fun to drive. It's fun to drive, and the gas mileage is okay. Like, the further you get into performance modification on that, then it's like, well, I'm commuting in this car. Like, honestly, what am I really doing here? All right, I made it home. I'm gonna go inside, and that's gonna be fantastic. See you guys later.